What are the hot springs? Can you describe how the hot springs changed during the time that you lived?
Oh, yes. When we first came in 1968, they had a beautiful garden out in the front, where, which is the parking lot now, and where the swimming pool is. They had a beautiful vegetable garden there. They also had the greenhouse that was down across where you drive in, and they had in the cut bank. There were the motel units are now as you drive in. There was a big walk-in cave there where they kept their vegetables for the winter, and the eggs and all the stuff, because they bought stuff by the case, eggs by the case, and then they kept their summer garden vegetables in there. And of course that's all gone now. And they didn't have the cabins. They had a few cabins there. One cabin, I guess, the one that's number 10, they had that there where the people that was taking care of the hotel in the wintertime lived in that cabin while the owners were gone, because the owners were there in the summertime. Burdalls owned it at that time, Johnny, and I can't remember his wife's name. And then, well, first they got rid of the garden and put the pool in there. And then, I think, in the same year, they got rid of the greenhouse and they bulldozed the cave out of there that they used for cold storage. And then they put the motel units in there. So it's, you know, it's really sad to see it now compared to what it was back then. Now the hotel hasn't changed all that much. They've refurbished the rooms, and they're really nice rooms and everything. They've modernized it a little bit more, but